So I'm still at CAS Scotland, and I think I pronounced it right. That's Computing in School Scotland. It's a conference at Glasgow University today. I found it really interesting, as I said before, because it gives me, as a primary school teacher, a sort of insight into the world of computing. And I'm talking now to Mr. Colin McLeod, who works as a development officer for South Lanarkshire Council at the moment. Colin, maybe you could give us a wee 2 second background in yourself and then launch into what you thought of today, the different things you've seen and done.
Thanks, John. My background is my substantive post is as principal teacher in charge of the Faculty of ICT at Hamilton Grammar School. And I've just started on a secondment as development officer for computing and technologies in South Lanarkshire. So I thought today was absolutely fabulous. This is the second CAS conference, and once again, it's quite heartening to see nearly 200 folk giving up a Saturday, paying to come to this conference to share their enthusiasm for their subject, which is computing. Once again, we've had a myriad of excellent speakers who have covered all of the sort of current issues that we're looking at. And given that it's computing we're talking about, and you've got a lot of new technologies, we had looking at Python and how we could introduce that into our classrooms. And we had a couple of excellent seminars on that. We had Sally Fincher, who spoke to us first thing this morning, and again gave us some insights into ways we should consider improving our pedagogy. We've had a new Microsoft Touch, was a developer? I think I've got the right name of it. That was a fantastic thing that we could introduce into the classroom, because the great thing about that is it's web-based. And if you've got a HTML5 browser, so a new version of Chrome, a new version of Internet Explorer, a new version of Safari, then they can actually develop apps which can be used for any device, Android, iOS, any touch device, and very accessible. So something that I could see from maybe Primary 6, Primary 7, up to certainly third year in secondary being used. And the difference that we had this year was very much hands-on. We had an excellent opportunity to actually play with the technologies today, and I felt that was really, really good. Another excellent day here at CAS Scotland.
Colin, one of the things that sort of spoke to me right at the end was the second last speaker, whose name I've...
Alistair O'Brien, is it?
Alistair O'Brien,
yep.
Who's came from industry.
Uh-huh.
And what he was talking about was, I think, how computing science in schools is devalued to some extent. He was making comparisons to French, and he was also making the point about the number of jobs there is in Scotland. And I wonder, do you feel that sort of... The amount of resources we should be throwing at this is maybe a bit more?
Well, I would say I came from a very strong school with a very big computing department. So I used to have 120 doing it at the third year and fourth year. I would have 100 in senior school, 60 of whom were doing higher. Yeah. So that wasn't really my experience, but having spoken to my colleagues and given my position, it is the case that in some areas of the country, the number of computing departments has depleted, and we do struggle for computing teachers. That is an issue that we are facing. So not my personal experience directly, but I am aware that it is a problem that we are facing. In terms of the new curriculum, National 4 and National 5, I feel that hasn't really helped us, because a change towards the new curriculum has meant that we're actually getting fewer people coming into our subject. And so I think we do need to look at our timetabling in terms of how we deliver that. But we are trying to address that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Colin. It's great to talk to you. I'm glad you enjoyed the conference. I certainly did. That's us. Cheers.
Thank you very much.